Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and here's your special weekend edition of the 2-Minute Drill. It's the Giants and Cowboys at MetLife Stadium Sunday at 4:25. A very important game for Big Blue in the division. The Giants are at 3-3, and the Cowboys at 2-3. But this is a big tiebreaker game. The Giants have already lost two games in the NFC East. They cannot afford another, and they've lost to the Cowboys once the first week of the regular season. So very important for the Giants to get this victory to help in certain tiebreaker scenarios down the road. Now, as for this game specifically, first a look at the injury report. The big one for the Dallas Cowboys, Dez Bryant has been listed as doubtful, which means likely he will not play, trying to come back from that broken foot. As for the Giants, they will once again be without both Victor Cruz and Prince Omukamara, those two players not yet back from that injury. Now, some guys that will be questionable and will be decided on game day if they're going to go is Odell Beckham Jr. He's still dealing with that hamstring. Now remember, he played last week after missing practice, so I think hopes are high for him. Uwani Unga is questionable for this game, so is Tremaine McBride, and so is Jonathan Casillas. So those are some injuries to keep an eye on as the weekend moves along. Now, for the game, the Giants are preparing for a Dallas Cowboy team that they lost to in Week 1. But this is a very different Dallas Cowboys team, on offense and on defense. Offensively, they'll be seeing a quarterback that they've never seen play a snap in this Dallas Cowboys offense. That's going to be a challenge for Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
I won't imagine they will venture too far from who they are and what they do. I don't think they changed all that much from Tony and when Whedon went in there. But they're a good football team. They're a good offensive line. It all begins there, and they still pose some threats that we certainly faced the first time, and I think we're going to face again.
I had a chance to chat with Giants quarterback Eli Manning in an interview that will air on our radio pregame show on Sunday afternoon. And I asked Eli how much an offense can change when you change the quarterback. And he says he doesn't expect it to be that much different. The plays are the plays. Now, how Matt Castle runs the offense within that structure is another question, and that'll be something the Giants have to figure out over the course of the game on Sunday afternoon. They will also have a new member of the backfield. Kristen Michael is expected to get a lot more playing time, though Scott Linehan spoke the other day, the Cowboys' offensive coordinator, and he said Joseph Randall will still get plenty of carries. They also have a brand new starting left guard. Rookie Lael Collins will get the go for Ronald Leary. As for the defense, the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of new personnel as well. One is Rolando McClain. He's back after a suspension. So is Greg Hardy. He did not play against the Giants in week 1. And offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo knows you're going to have to keep an eye on him.
He's a tremendous, tremendous talent. He can change the game in one play. He jumps off the football, is strong, is long, and plays with a nasty streak. So we have to make sure he's accounted for.
Do they change what they do with him on the field?
They played the way they played their last game before the bye is they played a little bit different style of football. We may see that, we may not, but the New England game was a little out of character for them the way they typically play.
The Dallas Cowboys more than doubled their season sack total in their previous game against the New England Patriots, thanks in part to that new personnel. Greg Hardy had 2 sacks in that game, and Rolando McClain, a middle linebacker, was a big force in the middle of the field. Now, talking to Jeff Schwartz this week, the Giants offensive lineman, he said the Cowboys did something a little bit different schematically in that game as well. He talked about how they tried to isolate their defensive ends on the opposing team's tackle, get them out on islands, and let them work. Now, the Patriots adjusted in the second half of that game. They chipped with the running back, they chipped with Rob Gronkowski, and they controlled that Cowboys pass rush. The Giants, of course, will try to help out Eric Flowers, their rookie left tackle, against Hardy. Then you have DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side. And don't forget rookie Randy Gregory coming back from an ankle injury he suffered in week 1. He has not played since that week, but he's a very good pass rusher as well. That's your preview, folks. Giants and Cowboys, Sunday afternoon, 4:25 at MetLife Stadium. A very important game for both teams. These Giant Cowboy games are always close. It'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. For your 2-Minute Drill, I'm John Schmelk.